Please.
我们今天请到了Pastor Paul Little， 那 Paul Little 牧师呢，他大概在两年前嘛，他是在这个 Living Hope Church， 是 George Town 的这个宣道会的主任牧师在那边侍奉了几十年退休了。那个教会呢，后来是离开宣道会加入 GCC， 那我们也走同样的路。很感恩我和Paul Little 牧师认识好多年。我对整个宣道会的了解，包括对整个西方教会的了解，有很多是从他那里学到的他在这个教会侍奉了40多年。那现在他退休了，但是仍然在 GCC 这个教会的体系当中侍奉他也去宣教。他刚刚从南美洲宣教一个半月回来。那回来以后就请他过来我们教会跟我们做一些分享他对我个人的属灵帮助，包括对我们教会的属灵帮助都是非常大的一个牧师。在我们多年前就曾经请他过来到我们教会，和我们教会的这个执事团队有见过面，有分享一些有关这个真理一些的问题所以今天很感恩能够请他来在这个时候过来我们教会再给我们做分享求神带领他的信息。好，下面我就把时间交给这个Paul Little牧师。You can start.
It is a pleasure to be with you today.
非常高兴今天能和大家在一起。
I don't know what Luke said about me.
他说我不知道卢克说我什么。
If it was good, don't believe him.
如果是好的就不要相信我。
I've known Luke for many years.
他知道认识我好多年了。
And it's been a pleasure to watch him strive for the gospel.
他很高兴看到我能够在圣经福音的当中有侍奉这个有点。
I know that these last few years have been difficult for your church.
他知道我在过去的几年是非常艰难的在教会当中的侍奉。
But Jesus never promised us that it would be easy.
耶稣从来没有应许我们是容易的。
There was always a price to pay for standing for the gospel.
从来都是有挑战。当我们在侍奉福音事工的时候。
So we're praying for you and praying for Pastor Luke.
他说我们为你们教会也为了 Pastor Luke 来祷告。
I'm no longer a full-time pastor.
我已经不是一个全时间的牧师。
I'm still preaching in many churches in the GCC.
我仍然在很多 GCC 的教会里面做讲道侍奉。
I became an Alliance pastor in 1982.
他说我成为在1992年做了宣道会的牧师。
And I became the pastor at Georgetown Alliance in 1988.
在1988年做了 Georgetown 的这个牧师。
When I joined the Alliance, the denomination was the fastest growing evangelical denomination in Canada.
当他加入这个宣道会的时候，宣道会是一个非常成长非常快的一个宗派在加拿大甚至在整个北美洲。
Between 1977 and 1987, the Alliance doubled its size.
在1977年到1987年，整个宣道会有成倍的增长。
And the blessing of God was clearly upon Christian and Missionary Alliance.
上帝的恩典实在是浇灌在宣道会的这个宗派的当中。
It was theologically conservative.
这是一个神学上的一个非常保守的。
It had a clear understanding of the gospel.
是一个非常清晰的圣经真理的。
It was a clear understanding of the role of men and women in the church and in the home.
是一个非常清晰的男人和女人的角色，无论在教会还是在家庭的当中。
There was a clear understanding about hell and the eternal punishment of the unrepentant.
非常清楚的有关地狱的审判和将来永恒审判对不能悔改的人。
There was a clear understanding about the inerrancy and the inspiration of Scripture.
是非常清晰的有关圣经的无误和圣经的权威的这么一个理解。
And there was an understanding about the independence of the local church.
这是一个能够非常接受教会是一个独立的教会的这么一个宗派。
We know that Satan attacks the work of God always.
我们知道撒旦从来都是一直攻击神的工作的。
And Satan began to attack the Alliance.
撒旦开始攻击宣道会。
The first attack came at assembly in 1988.
第一次的攻击是从1988年开始在宣道会总会的这么一个会议当中。
At assembly 88, the issue of the ordination of women was first introduced.
在1988年开始讨论有关妇女在教会当中做长老的这么一个角色的这个议题。
That moment was the first shot in what became a long battle within our denomination.
那是开始了第一枪对宣道会的攻击，虽然经过了很长一段的过程。
Churches began to wrestle with what the Bible taught.
教会开始在圣经的真理上开始抗拒，开始妥协。
Confusion grew about the roles of men and women in the home and in the church.
开始在混淆有关男人和女人在教会当中的职分。
I and our elders believed that the Bible was clear.
我自己和我们的长老团很确定，圣经是非常清晰的教导。
For hundreds of years, Christians had read the Bible and had come to the same conclusions.
在几百年来，教会从来都是有相同的结论来看这个问题。
Men and women are equal before God.
男人和女人在神的面前是同等平等的。
But are called to different roles in the church and in the home.
但是担任不同的角色，无论在教会，在家庭的里面。
For 2,000 years, Christians had believed that the man is to be the head of his household.
2,000 年的教会历史一直承认男人是教会的头，和家里的头。
And that men should serve as elders and pastors within the church.
男人应该在教会当中担任长老和牧师的这个职分。
But starting in 1988, the tide of opinion within the alliance began to change.
1988年开始，那这一个思潮开始影响到宣道会。
That battle lasted for about 12 years.
这一场征战大概经历了12年的时间。
Then in the year 2000, at the end of his time as the president of the Christian Missionary Alliance,
在2000年的时候，在这个思潮特别激烈的这个时候，在宣道会的一个会长叫做宣道会长开始在那个时候开始出现一个说法。
Dr. Cook, our president, wrote a book called Historical Drift, Must My Church Die?
这个会长叫做Daniel Cook, 他写了一本书叫做历史的漂移，那当中有一个题目叫做我的教会会死掉吗？
President Cook was able to see what was happening to our denomination.
这个会长已经看见这个宗派发生的问题。
In his book, he warned about the threats to orthodoxy he saw beginning to appear.
他看见，他这本书里面提到，他也发现在宗派当中，那个纯正的真理已经开始慢慢的流失。
He saw the trajectory of our denomination.
他看到这个整个宗派的一个趋势。
And he warned us about the path that we were on.
他已经警告说我们已经走在危险的路上了。
But the alliance ignored the warnings of its president.
但是宣道会他不在乎这个会长提出来的警告。
And over the next 20 years, the alliance left its conservative evangelical roots.
在接下的20年，宣道会离开了他原来的比较保守的这么一个情况。
And has today been taken over by a liberal majority.
到今天整个自由派成为宣道会的主导。
There are still faithful people within the alliance.
仍然还有一些很敬虔的人在宣道会的里面。
There are still faithful churches within the alliance.
有非常敬虔的教会在宗派的当中。
I have many friends within the movement.
我有很多的朋友在这个过程的当中。
But today it is becoming a liberal denomination.
但现在已经变成了更加自由化的这个宗派。
It's not like the United Church or the Anglican Church.
它和这个联合教会和这个英国圣公会不是很像。
But it has chosen the path of liberalism.
但是它选择了这个自由化的这个路。
And it will ultimately, like the Anglican or United Churches, it will become irrelevant.
它最后会导向好像联合教会包括英国圣公会的这么一个彻底的流失的一个状态。
As the blessing of God has been removed from these old denominations.
上帝的祝福从那些比较老牌的主流的宗派当中移开了。
So too will the blessing of God be taken from the alliance.
同样的也从宣道会这个祝福也移开了。
Today the Alliance is a shrinking denomination.
现在这个宣道会的这个宗派已经成为一个萎缩的一个宗派。
It is in turmoil and upheaval.
开始摇动，也开始逐渐动荡。
Other churches like Living Hope Church in Georgetown or Oakville Chinese Hope Church are also leaving.
好像Living Hope 在这个交织烫的教会，也包括我们华人这个希望教会已经开始离开了宣道会。
The conservative evangelical influence on the alliance is quickly evaporating.
真正的保守的纯正的福音的这个影响，对宣道会的影响已经逐渐的开始蒸发了。
History has repeatedly shown us.
历史一直重复告诉我们这个问题。
That when a denomination abandons orthodox truth.
当一个宗派他放弃了纯正的一个真理。
The Holy Spirit abandons that denomination.
神的灵会离开这个宗派的。
I'd like to take a few moments to explain.
他要做一个解释。
Why Living Hope Alliance left the denomination.
为什么交织烫的这个宣道会离开这个宣道会这个宗派。
The short answer is hermeneutics.
比较短的一个回答叫做圣经一体论。
Hermeneutics is the science of how one studies and interprets the Bible.
圣经一体论是一个正确的规则去正确的解释圣经的。
The rules of hermeneutics govern how we read and interpret the Word of God.
这个原则是正确的解释神的话的非常重要的一个指导。
For hundreds of years, evangelicals have used a very specific hermeneutic.
几百年来，整个福音派就是用这样的一个圣经一体论来指导他们。
This hermeneutic is called the historical grammatical method.
这个圣经一体论会被叫做从历史或者从和文法上的一个解释的方法。
And for, as a result of using this hermeneutic,
在这一个圣经一体论的这个影响下。
For hundreds of years, conservative Christians have come to similar conclusions about what the Bible teaches.
几百年来，整个福音派的这个保守的福音派都有相同的圣经解释的共识。
But in the 90s, many within the alliance began to question this method of interpreting the Bible.
在上世纪90年代开始，很多的宣道会的人开始质疑有关这种解释圣经的方法。
The liberals within the denomination began to apply a defective hermeneutic.
在这个宗派当中，有一些自由派的这些的人开始用一个残缺的圣经一体论的方式来解释圣经。
And as a result, they began to come to defective conclusions.
这个结果就产生了对圣经解释的一个残缺和混乱。
Let me give you an illustration.
给你一个例子。
The word head or kephale in Ephesians chapter 5.is used to describe both Jesus, the head of the church, and the husband, the head of the wife.
这个词头这个词希腊文叫做 kephale 在以弗所书是第五章它在描述有关耶稣是头，是教会的头，和男人是丈夫是妻子的头的这么一个解释，这个词的描述。
The word kephale means leader, one in authority.Or the one in charge.
这个词的意思是代表他是做带领者和权柄和负责人。
And we know this because we use a conservative hermeneutic.
当我们用一个保守的一个圣经一体论的解释。
A conservative hermeneutic says that we must compare scripture with scripture.
真正的圣经一体论的保守的解释说我们要以经解经的。
So first of all, we examine how Paul uses the word in the immediate context.
我们按照保罗怎么样用这个词来解释这个圣经的这个直接的上下文。
Then how Paul uses it in that specific book.
这个保罗怎么用这个词在他的这个书卷的当中。
Then we look to see how other New Testament writers use that word.
你也可以看其他的圣经作者怎么样用这个词在圣经的里面。
Then we look to see how it was used in first century Greek literature.
你也看我们在第一世纪的时候，整个新约圣经怎么样使用这个词。
And that study helps us understand what the word kephale meant in first century.
这么一个研究可以让我们可了解在第一世纪解释这个 kephale 希腊文这个词，英文叫头的这个词，我们怎么样用这个词。
Of leader, authority, headship.
我们看到保罗用这个词来表达在整 贯穿整个圣经都在传递一个带领者的这个概念和权柄的概念。
Now in time, in the second and third centuries,
但是到了第二和第三世纪
the word kephale began to take on the idea of source or fountainhead.
这一个 kephale 这个希腊文呢开始变成另外一个概念，是有关于一个源头的一个头，或者是一个水源的一个头。
But that change didn't happen until well after the New Testament was written.
那一个变化是在新约圣经成书以后才产生的。
But what modern interpreters have done,
但是现代的很多解经人他们怎么做的呢？
is to take the meaning of kephale from the second and third centuries,
他们用这个改变以后的这个意思的词
and move it back in time,
他会把它用回到前面的时间这个词的意思
and impose it on our understanding of the New Testament.
他强迫我们这样去理解保罗在以弗所书当中写的这个词的意思。
So many Alliance pastors today teach,
现在很多宣道会的牧师就是这样教的。
That Paul was using the word kephale to communicate the idea,
保罗用这个词就是要传递一个概念。
That Jesus is our source and enabler.
耶稣只是我们一个源头或者是一个动力而已。
And of course that is true.
那个是一个有问题的。
But that is not what Paul was saying.
给的一个结果就是保罗从来没有表达这个意思。
To give the verse a meaning that the Holy Spirit never intended.
给的这个意思也不是圣灵启示保罗要表达的意思。
And as a result, they abuse and misuse the word of God.
这个结果是变成是一个滥用或者是误用神的话。
And this is a very, very serious issue.
这是一个非常严重的问题。
Since the meaning of the word was not offensive,
因为呢，这个话解释成以后呢，这个话就没有什么刺激，让人又感觉到敌意。
And this new meaning of kephale is more palatable to our feminist society.
这新的这个意思的解释更加配合世俗化的女权主义。
It was quickly accepted within the denomination.
就很快被这个宗派接受了。
This new hermeneutic was being taught at Ambrose.
在这一个新的所谓的圣经体化被宣道会神学院接受了。
And in other liberal seminaries.
和其他的自由化的这个神学院。
And as older pastors retired and were replaced by younger, more liberal pastors.
当这个教会的老的牧师退休以后，被新的自由化的牧师替代以后。
The denomination changed.
整个这个宗派改变了。
The result was that in 2012, the denomination voted to disregard what the Bible says.
在2012年的时候，这个宗派开始透过投票开始不顾圣经的所说的这个教导。
And voted to have women serve as elders in the local church.
开始可以设立姊妹在教会里面做长老。
Then in 2016, they voted to allow women to be senior pastors.
在2016年可以让姊妹在教会里面做主任牧师。
You see, the issue was never about women or the role of women.
这个重点不是在于姊妹的这个事情。
It was never about fairness and justice.
也不在于公平，所谓的公义的事情。
It was always about hermeneutics.
是关于圣经一体化的事情。
It was always about how we read and interpret the word of God.
是关于我们怎么读和怎么解释神的话。
In my opinion,
在我的观念的当中
the root problem,
这根基的问题
was that the alliance no longer trembled before the word of God.
宣道会不再在神的话语面前有敬畏的心。
Let me read to you Isaiah 66 verse 2.
我们读一段经文，在以赛亚书66章第二节。
This is God speaking.
上帝说的话。
But this is the one to whom I will look.
但我所看顾的。
He who is humble and contrite in spirit.
就是虚心痛悔。
And who trembles before my word.
因我话而战惊的人。
But gender roles were not the only place this process was happening.
有关性别的角色不是单单一个事情和一个点。
This new hermeneutic was allowing for all sorts of errors.
这是一个新的所谓的圣经一体化的解释，会允许很多错误的这个圣经的解释进入到圣经的解释和圣经的实践中。
It was allowing for all kinds of unbiblical practices.
会允许很多不合圣经的行为进入到教会的里面。
A few examples.
几个例子。
For years, penal substitutionary atonement was the foundation of how we understood the gospel in the alliance.
多年以来，基督的代属论是整个宣道会的福音的最根基的部分。
Now that doctrine is under attack.
现在这一个真理开始被攻击了。
The idea of an angry God punishing his son is dismissed as cosmic child abuse.
这个上帝以他的愤怒来惩罚他的儿子，被贬低成一个世俗的这个儿童虐待。
It is being replaced in some alliance churches.
才会被很多的这个宣道会所接受了。
With a less offensive understanding of the atonement.
这更加的不会刺激人让人理解这个有关赎罪的这件事情。
Today, the doctrine of hell and eternal punishment are rejected by some.
现在呢，有关地狱的审判的这一个真理已经被一些人开始拒绝了。
Inspiration and the inerrancy of Scripture are denied by others in the alliance.
圣经的绝对性和无误性已经被一些的宣道会的人否认了。
I know alliance pastors who deny the historical reality of Adam and Eve.
就好像这个有些人开始否定有关亚当和夏娃在这个历史当中犯罪的这个事情。
I know alliance pastors that believe the first 11 chapters of Genesis are myth.
有很多牧师认为创世纪第一章到第十一章只是一个神话而已。
And some, not many, but some believe that we should accept and bless monogamous homosexual relationships.
还没有全部，但是有些人已经开始提议要接受同性恋的婚姻。
Then other issues began to emerge that were problematic.
另外的事情也开始逐渐的渗透在这个宗派的当中。
There was the charismatic issue.
有关灵恩的这个事情。
Prophecy and extra-biblical revelations were being given high credibility.
他所谓的预言，所谓的先知能够达到很高的这么一个认可。
Which undermines the foundation of trust in the Word of God.
他已经开始破坏整个圣经真理的这个根基。
And then there was lots of confusion about the nature of the church.
有非常多混淆的对教会的本质的认识。
And how the church should be structured and governed.
这个教会应当怎么去运作和怎么样被管理。
I'll speak more about this in a few minutes.
我会说一些多一些有关这个事情。
But hermeneutical confusion always leads to doctrinal confusion.
如果在圣经一体论产生混乱，一直会产生整个神学上的混乱。
And this is why Georgetown Alliance left the Christian Missionary Alliance.
这是为什么乔治大的宣道会要离开这个宣道会这个宗派。
Now I'd like to tell you a little bit more specifically about our church in Georgetown.
他要讲一下有关他们乔治大这个宣道会的一个情况。
As this transition was happening,
这个变化的发生
we at Georgetown Alliance,
我们宣道Georgetown 的这个宣道会
were becoming increasingly concerned about the trajectory of the denomination.
开始非常的认真的对待这个宣道会的这个变化。
So we decided to try and make a difference.
他希望做一个决定。
We began the Alliance Renewal Fellowship.
他希望开始有一个宣道会的一个新的一个团体来重新更新一下。
And for about, this isn't in my notes, but for about 10 years, we worked hard to try to bring the alliance back.
花了十年的时间，一直努力要把整个宣道会带回来。
Pastor Luke was very much involved in that fight, that struggle.
我曾经在那时候也有参与一些，我在后期有参与的。
However, we were threatened by our denominational leadership.
但是我们被整个宗派的这个带领者威胁。
And we were told that our credentials would be taken from us if we didn't stop.
如果我们不停止的话，我们会整个侍奉的资格会被取消。
And so our church established certain theological anchors.
他们的教会已经开始了非常坚固的有关真理方面的一个根基。
Which became part of our bylaws.
已经是成为他们百老的这个部分。
But then after the vote in 2016,
在2016年的这一个这个选举的当中，投票的当中
，we decided to distance ourselves from the denomination.
他们教会决定和这个宗派要保持一些距离。
We stopped giving.
他们不再给他们奉献。
Because we could not support planting churches that had that were, in our opinion, unbiblical.
他们不能支持在他们这个观察上不合圣经的所谓的教会。
We stopped supporting Ambrose University.
他们停止支持宣道会的神学院。
Because we believed that they were not teaching the truth.
他们认为他们不再教导纯正的真理。
And we stopped attending denominational events.
他们不再参加这个宗派的一些的活动。
What were issues of faith, truth, and obedience? What were for us issues of faith, truth, and obedience?
对他们来说重要的是信心、真理和对神的顺服。
Were for our denominational leaders just issues of opinion and personal preference?
但是这个宗派的这个带领者，他只在乎人的观点和人的意愿。
And so eventually, on the 27th of June, 2019.
在最后，在这个2019年的6月27号，
We were challenged by our district superintendent.
他们被这个宗派被这个宗派区监督呢发出挑战。
To fully support the denomination.
或者全面的这个跟从这个宗派。
Or to get out of the denomination.
或者离开这个宗派。
We took the summer of 2019 to pray and to seek God's will.
他们花了夏天的时间来找19年开始看上帝的旨意是什么。
And in September 2019, we decided to gauge the pulse of our congregation.
在2019年9月，他们决定来衡量一下整个这个会众的一个基本的情况。
We took a poll.
他们做一个民意调查。
And a large majority decided that it was time for us to leave.
绝大多数要和教会的这个牧师一起离开这个宗派。
We've been told by the president and the district superintendent.
他们被这个宗派的这个主席和这个区监督通知。
That the amount that we would have to pay for our building would be a reflection of the percentage of the vote when we took it.
对，如果你们要离开的话，你们要按照你们这个投票的比例来。付他们这个建筑物的这个不动产的这个钱给这个宗派。
We took an official vote in the fall, November 2019.
他们有一个正式的一个投票在2019年的秋天。
When the votes were tallied, 90% of our church family voted to leave the alliance.
最后他们有 90% 的家庭决定要离开宣道会。
There were some in our membership role who chose not to vote.
有一些他们就投票是不离开。或者是不投票，决定不投票。
And they're not voting. Their abstention was considered a no vote.
他们没有投，但是被考虑成没有投票弃权的这个票。
Of those who voted, 93% of our membership voted to leave the denomination.
那最后的结论是93%的会友决定离开宣道会。
Our property was valued at $7 million.
他们的不动产有700万。
Instead of paying 7% of 7 million,
本来他们应该付7%的这一个不动产的钱。
We were told we had to pay 30%.
但是他们必须要付30%的这个不动产的钱。
We negotiated that number down to 1.75 million.
最后他们讨论的这个结论是175万要付给这个宗派。
So now we're in the process of buying back the building that we bought and paid for once already.
现在他们开始把这个建筑物再买回来。
Even though the district or the denomination contributed nothing.
即使这个宗派没有付一分钱。
But we are blessed.
但是他们被神祝福。
God is blessing our church.
上帝祝福他们的教会。
We had a full church this morning.
他们现在有教会人是坐满的。
We have a new pastor.
他们有新的这个牧师。
A number of new staff.
有很多新的一个同工。
We had over 40 people at our party with the pastors.
他们有40个人要开始这个在这个项目方面对。
The church is growing.
教会是在成长的。
And the gospel is being preached.
这个福音是被传递出去的。
And we are part of a new fellowship of churches.
他们在一个新的一个团契的当中。
The Great Commission Collective.
是叫 GCC 这一个团契的里面。
Now for the last bit of my time, I'd like to speak to you.
在最后一段时间，他要再讲下面的内容。
About the spiritual benefits that have come to us as a congregation.
有关属灵上的益处，当他们有这么一个动作的时候。
Since we left the Christian Missionary Alliance Church.
当他们离开这个宣道会，有什么属灵的益处
？And I'd like to do that by reading again.
他要读一下。
First Timothy chapter 3 verses 14 and 15.
提摩太前书第三章的14到15节。
Did you want to read that?
I can read for you. 我来读提摩太前书第三章的14-15节。我指望快到你那里去，所以先将这些事写给你。倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
In this passage of scripture,
在圣经的这段经文当中，
Paul has been teaching the Ephesian church about the qualifications of elders and deacons.
保罗在教导这个以弗所教会有关这个长老和执事的这个资格。
And he expresses his desire that he wants to come and visit them.
表达他想要去看他们。
But he says, if I am delayed,
当他说，但如果我迟到的话，
this letter will help you know how you ought to behave in the household of God.
这个会帮助你们怎么样在神的家中去去做。
In this passage, Paul is giving the Ephesian Christians,
这个经文是保罗给以弗所教会的信徒的。
Clear instruction,
非常清晰的指导他们。
About the church and how one ought to behave in the church.
有关于教会和怎么样在教会里面来行为。
And he says three things about the church.
他说了三件重要的事情。
The first thing he says is the church is a household of faith.
第一个，教会是信心的一个家。
Paul is saying the church is a family of faith.
保罗说这个教会是一个信心的一个家庭。
A household or a clan.
是一个家族和是一个宗族。
That share the same characteristics.
在分享相同的信心和相同的行为。
Same faith, same practice, same vision, same goals, same theology.
相同的意向，相同的目标，相同的神学观点。
We share certain beliefs.
在分享相同的这个信心。
We share certain doctrines.
是非常清晰的、准确的圣经真理。
Shared commitment to truth.
是真正的对圣经的一个真理的一个委身。
We left the alliance because the majority of churches did not share our fundamental beliefs.
我们离开宣道会是因为多数的教会已经不能够分享真正这个真理的这个根基的部分。
They were becoming different households.
他们变成不同的一个家族。
We no longer felt like part of the family.
我们不能再感觉到我们在一个相同的家庭家族的里面。
We were outside the big tent of the alliance.
我们已经在这个大的这个帐篷之外了。
We didn't fit anymore.
我们不能够再和他们再相合在一起。
It's not that so much that we left the alliance, but the alliance left us.
更准确的说，不是我们离开宣道会，是宣道会离开了我们。
40 years ago, all the households that were alliance households across Canada agreed.
在40年前，所有的宣道会的这个教会是有相同的圣经的这个立场的。
There was a shared doctrinal faith.
他们分享相同的圣经的这个神学的立场。
Shared practice.
相同的这个教会的行为。
Shared theology.
相同的圣经的观点。
But today the alliance is deeply divided and fragmented.
今天已经开始非常深的一个分裂，已经开始到一个支离破碎的状态。
So we had a choice to make.
我们有一个选择。
We could spend our time and energy fighting the denomination.
是花我们的时间在这个宗派当中继续去打仗吗？
Or we could spend our time fighting for souls.
还是我们花时间去为了拯救灵魂去打这个仗？
We could try to fight and stem the tide of.Liberalism and apostasy.
我们是在这个宗派当中去和那些自由派的和背离信仰的去打呢？
Or we can spend our time building the kingdom of God.
还是我们花时间去建立神的家？
Personally, I knew that the fight was lost.
在我个人的这个经历当中，这种的征战会面临损失的。
When at General Assembly 2019.
在2018年的这个全国大会当中。
The last issue to come to the floor.
最后一个议题已经摆上台面。
Was a question about affirming homosexual relationships.
这个问题是要不要肯定同性婚姻的这些事情。
That instantly brought me back to 1988.
那把我带回了1988年的那个情况。
When the last issue to come to the floor in that assembly.
当最后的事情被摆上了台面。
Was the ordination of women.
就是安立女牧师的这个事情。
That issue took 22 years.
那个事情花了26年的时间。
This issue of homosexuality won't take that long to be embraced.
这个同性恋的事情不会花那么长的时间的。
I'm just going to say something here. And the reason for that.
这个原因为这个事情。
Is because because of hermeneutics.
是圣经的这个一体论的问题。
It's the science that is applied to the understanding of the scriptures.
是正确的解释圣经和理解圣经的规则。
A bad hermeneutic produces bad theology.
一个坏的、一个错误的圣经一体论一定会产生错误的这个神学的这个解释。
Bad hermeneutic produces bad practice.
如果是坏的圣经的一体论，一定会有错误的行为会产生。
So today, Living Hope Church.
今天他们的教会。
Is one of 23 households.
是23个教会的当中之一。
The GCC has 23 churches across Canada.
GCC 现在有26个教会在整个加拿大。
We are small.
我们是很小的。
But with you, when you come, we'll be 24.
如果你们来的话，我们是变成27个。
But we have a shared theology.
但我们分享相同的神学的立场。
Shared doctrine.
分享相同的这个圣经真理。
Shared practices.
分享相同的我们在教会当中的一些这个做法。
We are the same clan.
我们是一个相同的家族。
I'm Caucasian.
我是西人。
You're Chinese.
你们是中国人。
But we are one in Christ.
我们是在基督里是一体的。
Because of our shared faith.
因为我们有相同的这个信心。
And our commitment to this.
相同对圣经的委身。
Living Hope Church can now contribute to the GCC with a clear conscience.
现在他们的这个教会已经在 GCC 当中可以有一个非常清晰的良知的这么一个大家彼此的分享。
We are fighting for souls.
我们的征战是为了拯救灵魂的。
We are striving to advance the kingdom of God.
我们要为神的国去征战。
Rather than fighting other Christians.
不会去和其他的这个宗派去征战的。
Living Hope Georgetown, Living Hope, Hope Oakville are households.
我们希望教会和Living Hope 这个 Georgetown 教会应当是一个家族的。
In a unified village.
我们可以联合在一起。
Of shared theology and shared vision.
我们可以有相同的这个神学观点和我们相同的这个意向。
I'm excited that Oakville Chinese Hope Church will join us.
他很高兴我们这个 Oakville 这个华人希望教会可以加入到 CCC 的里面。
After we left the Christian and Missionary Alliance,
当 Living Hope 离开这个宣道会
，and the agreement was completed,
当这个最后的这个决定已经完成了
，I was asked to speak at Harvest Niagara.
他被邀请去尼亚加拉的 Harvest 一个教会去讲道。
Is a GCC church in St. Catharines.
那是 GCC 的教会在这个圣卡特林一个 GCC 的教会。
It was December the 6th, 2020.
在2000年12月7号、6号。
I didn't know anyone in the church.
他不认识任何人，在那个教会当中，任何人他都不认识。
But as the music began and we began to worship God.
当那个音乐响起的时候，开始敬拜神的时候。
I was suddenly filled with a joy.
他突然感觉到非常的喜乐。
That brought tears to my eyes.
他在的时候马上就流泪的。
And I wept.
他在那边流泪，在哭泣的。
Because I realized that I was home.
他意识到我真正回到家里。
I was in another household like my house.
他在另外一个家庭的当中，好像自己的家一样。
I was with my people.
他和他自己的人在一起。
I was with my clan.
他自己有他自己的一个方向。
That day I knew that I had found the place that I belonged.
他终于找到了一个地方是他属于的一个地方。
I hadn't experienced that joy.
他没有这样的一个喜乐的经历。
I hadn't experienced that sense of belonging.
他没有这么一个情况的一个感动。
For probably 20 years at an alliance event.
将近20年的时间在宣道会当中都没有这样的感觉了。
It's absolutely critical that this household.
这是一个非常严肃的问题在一个家族的当中和另外一个家庭连在一起来分享相同的我分享我们的心我们的真理和我们的意向和我们的这个真道的这个方面的看法圣经从来没有讲到宗派的事情
但我 convinced denominations and church associations are very important
但他非常认可宗派和这个教会的联合是很重要的。
Fellowship amongst churches
在教会当中成为一个团体
allows us to work together
让我们能够一起工作
to do things that we could not do alone
去做很多事情我们是单独做不到的。
But if we are to work together
如果我们可以在一起工作
we must have a shared foundation.
我们可以有相同的一个根基。
We must work with people we can trust.
我们必须要和一些我们可以信任的人一起工作。
People with whom we share fundamental beliefs.
我们可以和那些真正有根基上一样的人来分享才能工作。
Basic doctrines and practices.
最基本的一个神学的这个立场和我们的这个神学的这个做法，教会的做法。
Second thing Paul says in this passage of scripture is that the church is the church of the living God.
第二点保罗所强调的教会是指永生神的教会。
One of the great blessings for us.
那一个非常大的祝福对于我们来说。
Is in leaving the alliance is that we are now an independent church.
我们这个Living Hope Church 是一个完全独立的一个教会。
We're not an alliance church.
我们不是属于这宣道会的。
Strictly speaking, we're not a GCC church.
我们也不是一个我们是一个 GCC， 也不是一个完全的 GCC 的一个教会。
We're the church of the living God.
我们只是神的教会。
We're no longer under the authority of a general assembly.
我们不在所谓的这个宗派的一个权柄的下面。
We are under the authority of Christ and His Word.
我们是在基督和他的话语的权柄的下面。
And we're under the authority of our pastor and elders.
我们教会是在教会的牧师和长老的权柄的下面。
While we were part of the alliance,
我们当我们是这个宣道会一部分的时候
，we were obligated to embrace the theology.
我们被强加责任，我们要接受他们的这个神学观点。
We were obligated to embrace the practice.
我们要跟着他们一起去行动。
That General Assembly required of us.
是整个的这个宣道会总会要求我们去这样做的。
It was imposed upon us.
但是强迫我们去做这个事情的。
While I was part of the Christian Missionary Alliance,
当我在属于宣道会的时候
，I wrote many letters to the district and to the national office.
我写了很多信给这个区会，也给这个总会
asking for certain assurances.
我要求他们给我一个承诺
，assurances that they would not require our elders to do anything.
他给这个承诺是你不要要求我们教会的长老去做任何事情
，that they would not require our pastors to preach anything.
不能要求我们这个牧师去讲什么道的。
That would violate our understanding of the word of God.
那些如果是和我们对神的话有冲突的，你们不能要求我们去讲。
In the end, they refused to give us those assurances.
到最后，他们是拒绝给我这样的一个承诺。
They would not promise to allow us to follow our conscience.
他不会允许我们让我们跟从我们的良心。
They would not promise to allow us to follow our understanding of the Word of God.
他不允许我们按照我们对神的话的理解去教导。
They said that we were all under the authority of the General Assembly.
他说我们都在这一个整个宗派的权柄的下面。
The leadership of the alliance believed that they have the spiritual authority over our elders and pastors.
这个宗派认为他们在牧师和长老的上面还有属灵的权柄。
The president of the denomination is a dear friend of mine.
这个宗派的这个主席曾经这样子跟我们说的。
But he sat in my office with my elders.
他说我的办公室就是我的这个长老。
And told us that he had spiritual authority over us and in our church.
他有他属灵的权柄在我们的牧师和我们的长老团的上面。
We were under the authority of a spiritual leadership that I believe is no longer orthodox.
如果我们把个人教会的长老牧师放在一个人的属灵权柄下面，我们已经离开了纯正的真理。
We were under the authority of a spiritual leadership that was no longer faithful to the clear, literal teaching of the Word of God.
如果是那样，我们就不能够有真正的用信心来讲神的话。
Today we're under the authority of Christ and His Word.
现在我们是在基督和他的话语的权柄的下面。
That's a much safer place to be.
那是一个真正的对的路去走的。
Somehow over the years, the alliance had evolved.
在很多年这个我们参与这个宣道会的这个事情。
They had once believed that individual churches were autonomous and independent.
他原来认为这个教会呢是一个独立的一个教会。
That we could join the alliance or leave the alliance as we saw fit.
我们可以参加宣道会或者离开宣道会，只要你看得合适的话。
They saw the ultimate authority in the church as being the elders and the pastor.
他们认可最终的权柄是教会的长老和牧师。
But that slowly changed.
但是慢慢被改变了。
The leadership of the denomination began to see themselves as the church.
这个宗派的领袖，他们感觉他自己是教会的这个权柄了。
The local churches as just branches of the mother church.
地方教会只是他们的一个分支机构而已。
They saw the general assembly as supreme.
他们认为他们的总会是最高的权威。
This was made obvious to me at a denominational event in 2015.
这让我发现这个问题在2015年的时候。
At that event, the district superintendent explained that the district was the church.
这个区监督说呢，这个区会就是个教会。
But the district superintendent was the pastor.
区监督就是牧师。
The DEXCOM was the elders board.
他们议会团体就是长老。
And that we were obligated to tithe to the district.
所有的牧师都在他的这个下面。
I was shocked.
他觉得非常的惊讶。
Because that's not what the alliance was when I joined.
这不是当初我们参加宣道会的时候宣道会的情况。
But the Bible teaches is the local church is autonomous.
圣经教导说地方教会它就是一个独立的。
It is independent.
它是一个独立的教会。
The highest authority in the church are the elders.
教会最高的权柄是教会的长老长老团。
Under the leadership of God's word.
在上帝的话语的带领下面去。
And I believe this is what Paul is teaching here.
我相信这也是保罗在这里的教导。
The Ephesian church was the church of the living God.
以弗所教会是永生神的教会。
Wasn't Paul's church.
不是保罗的教会。
It's the church of God.
是上帝的教会。
The New Testament does not speak about denominations.
新约圣经从来没有讲过宗派。
Does not speak about district superintendents.
从来没有讲过区监督。
Or bishops.
什么主教。
Or general assemblies.
或者是总会。
The church is independent.
教会是一个独立的。
I think the big change came in the alliance.
非常大的一个改变在宣道会的当中。
When the denomination gained ownership of our property.
当这个宗派得到了这个教会的这个不动资产的这个拥有权。
This has become a huge point of leverage.
变成一个非常大的一个杠杆的作用。
As I said, it's cost us $1.75 million to leave.
让他们教会多花了150万的钱离开。
It's a heavy price that we have paid.
这是一个非常高的一个价值。
You have paid a heavy price.
我们也付了非常大的代价。
But it's worth it.
但是那是值得的。
I'm so blessed to be part of the GCC.
所以我非常感恩能够在 GCC 里面侍奉。
We are now part of a network of churches.
我们是一个网络当中的教会之一。
A network of churches that is very much what the alliance was 100 years ago.
现在 GCC 教会的情况非常像100年前的宣道会的一个情况。
The GCC is an Orthodox fellowship of churches.
GCC 是一个非常纯正的一个教会的一个团体。
That I believe is going to do great things for God.
他认为上帝会大大的使用这个宗派这个联会。
But if we do not hold to our doctrinal commitments,
但是我们并我们要如果我们没有真正的持守住纯正的圣经的这个真理。
The GCC will confront us and challenge us.
这个 GCC 会面对我们和挑战我们。
If we persist in our bad theology or practice, they will kick us out of the fellowship.
如果我们坚持一个错误的一个圣经那这个 GCC 会把我们移除这个联会的。
We are not under the authority of a general assembly any longer.
我们不在宣道会的这一个总会的权柄下面了。
The GCC can never tell us to deny the gospel or practice unbiblical behavior.
这个 GCC 也不能够让我们去否认有关福音真理的这个部分和不合圣经的这些的行为不能强迫我们去做。
If they do, we simply write a letter and leave.
如果他强迫我们，我们就写个信告诉他们我们会离开的。
And keep our building.
我们会继续向前走。
We will never be under the authority of any other than Jesus.
我们不在任何其他的权柄的下面。只有在耶稣的权柄下面。
Because we are the church of the living God.
因为我们是永生神的教会。
The third thing that Paul says is that the church is a pillar and buttress of truth.
第三个要点，保罗讲到教会是真理的柱石和根基。
The word pillar and buttress are terms used to describe building techniques.
柱石和根基是被形容在建筑物当中的两个重要的部分。
Techniques that keep a building secure and unmovable.
让这个房间让房屋能够坚定。
In areas of the world prone to earthquakes, they sink pillars deep into the ground.
这个部分用于这个地震比较频发地区的地方，用这个柱石，要放在很深的这个根基的上面。
and buttress buildings with strong walls.
这个根基呢是为了建很坚固的墙。
So that the building will stand no matter how much the ground shakes.
所以这个房子会站得比较稳，不管这个地怎么去摇动。
And that is what the church is.
这是教会应该是的。
We buttress the truth.
我们是真理的这个柱石。
We support the truth.
我们支持在这个真理的这个上面被支持。
The church exists to defend and support and preach the truth of the Word of God.
教会的存在就是要为真理而战，在真理的根基上得到建立。
As I've said, the alliance, in my opinion, was doing the opposite.
我从我的角度来看，宣道会已经走了另外一个方向。
It was increasingly, in my experience, questioning the truth of God's word.
在我的经验里面，他们已经开始这个质疑圣经的话。
In the last 20 years within the alliance.
在最后的20年，在宣道会的里面。
I was hearing people ask the question that Satan asked Eve.
我已经听到有人在问这个问题，好像撒旦问夏娃的。
Has God really said?
神岂是真说？
The question which undermines our trust in the Word of God.
这样的一个质疑会破坏对神的这个话语的信任。
Has God really said?
神岂是真说？
Is being whispered all over the alliance today.
已经在整个宣道会的当中，到处有这样的一个声音。
Does the Bible really mean what it seems to be saying about gender, sexuality, and truth?
圣经真的是这样说吗？这样的说男女的职分和这个性别的事情吗？
It's being asked by well-meaning people.
这样的是被一些有善意的人来发出提问的。
It's being asked by people who want to see the church grow.
会有一些想让教会增长的人，他会问这个问题。
I discovered this one day when I was confronted by a person that I know as a friend.
有一天我被挑战，还被我一个所认识的人，一个朋友来挑战。
I was asked, Paul, why are you a misogynist?
他问说这个这个 Paul 牧师，你为什么有厌女的这个情绪？
Why do you want people to think that God is against women?
为什么你觉得上帝他是反对这个姊妹的？
Don't you want to remove barriers?
你想把这个障碍移开吗？
Barriers that keep people from coming to Jesus?
这个障碍会影响人来到耶稣面前的。
My friend saw my commitment to the word as an obstacle to church growth.
他的朋友认为他对神的话语的坚守是成为这教会增长的一个拦阻。
And I realized then.
他意识到有一个问题。
That these brothers and sisters.
这些很好的弟兄和姊妹。
Would rather conform the church to the world.
他们想把这个教会塑造成社会的样子。
In order to attract the world.
然后去吸引这个世界。
Rather than be a biblically distinct shining light in the world.
而不是用真理，圣经的真理来分离，然后光照这个世界。
They were willing to alter the teaching of the Word of God.
他们呢他们想要改变对神话语的这个教导。
In order to please the world.
为了去取悦这个世界。
Rather than be faithful to the Word of God in order to please God.
而不是坚守圣经的话，用信心来取悦神的。
And the casualty in this well-meaning appeal.
在这个过程当中，真正的这个避免这样的一个伤害
is always truth.
永远是真理。
It's the truth that makes the church unique and distinct.
是真理会使教会能够成为特别和真正分别为圣的。
It's the truth when it is lived and preached.
如果这个教会能够持续的讲真理
that is so appealing to our sin, sick, broken, dark world.
那真正的可以改变我们在罪的当中，在破碎的当中，黑暗当中的这个世界。
I tried to explain to my friend.
我试图跟我的朋友来解释。
That we don't win the world to Christ by being like the world.
我们不能够赢得这个世界，好像学世界的样子。
The only way that we can win the world is to be a living alternative to it.
我们赢得这个世界，是我们要活得跟世界是不一样的。
We can never win the culture to Christ by being like the culture.
我们不能把这个社会带到基督面前，好学这个社会的样子。
We must be a culture shaped by the word of God.
我们必须用神的话来改变这个社会。
Truth must be foundational to the church.
真理必须是这个教会最根基的部分。
And the only truth we have.
唯一的真理我们有的。
Is found in the living, inspired, and inerrant word of God.
是真正的绝对的真理的无误的神的话圣经。
As I've said,
好像我说过的
Since the early 90s, truth has been increasingly dismissed within the denomination.
自从上个世纪九十年代，在这个宗派的当中，神的话开始慢慢的被淡化。
It began innocently enough with gender roles.
开始这个性别开始慢慢的开始混乱。
But today, the literal reading of Scripture is laughed at by some.
到今天，如果你每一次的读圣经，会被人家被有些人笑话。
Homosexuality is affirmed by a few.
同性恋已经被一些人接受了。
Hell is denied by many.
有关地狱的审判已经被很多人否定了。
And the message of the gospel is being compromised.
真正纯正的福音真理已经被妥协的非常厉害。
The great blessing for us.
对，非常大的祝福对我们来说。
Is that in the GCC, the word of God is not undermined.
在 GCC 的体系当中，神的话从来不会被减弱的。
One of our six core values.
我们有六个非常核心的这个GCC 的这个目标。
Is bold preaching.
勇敢的讲道。
Which is the faithful expositional preaching of the word of God.
有信心的去解释圣经的话。
So as I close Oakville Chinese Hope Church, I want to encourage you.
他现在想鼓励我们这个向上华人希望教会。
You're on the path to become.This household is going to join hands with 23 other households across Canada.
这一个家要和其他23个家庭一起能够联手在一起，在加拿大的里面。
Households that are committed to the same theological foundation.
这个家族是我们在维持在同一个圣经的真理的里面。
Same doctrine and same practice.
同样的圣经真理和同样的这个教会的这个行为。
We're a small but growing network.
我们很小，但是我们在成长当中的一个联会。
That I believe God is raising up.
我相信上帝会把我们带出来。
To do great things for God in these years.
会在这些年会上帝做比较大的事情。
But we must stay faithful.
但是我们必须要持守住信心。
But you're not only just a household of faith, you're the church of the living God.
我们不单是这个真理，也是永生神的教会。
You're free.
你们是自由的。
You're not under the alliance.
你们不在一个宗派的这个权柄下面。
Or the GCC.
只在这个 GCC 的体系的当中。
You're the church of the living God.
你们是永生神的教会。
Under the leadership of a godly man.
在神所呼召的属神的带领下面。
Under the authority of the word of God.
在圣经的这个权柄的下面。
You're not constrained by a denomination.
你们不会在一个宗派的当中被强制。
You can't be told what to preach, what to believe.What sin to accept?
你们不能被强迫告诉你要讲这个要做那个。
We're free.
你们是自由的。
And that is a wonderful blessing.
那是一个非常好的一个祝福。
And you can proclaim and defend the truth boldly.
你可以真正勇敢地讲福音的真理。
Truth will never be confused, covered, or compromised in the GCC.
真理从来不是一个混乱的、混淆的、有灰色地带的，在 GCC 的里面被妥协的，从来不是。
This congregation, Hope Oakville, Living Hope Georgetown, other GCC churches will always be a city set on a hill.
这些 GCC 的教会一直都会成为真正山上的城。
A beacon of light for the gospel.
是一个真正福音的灯塔。
A living alternative to the darkness of our world.
我们和这个黑暗的世界活的是完全不同的方向。
My prayer is that the Lord would bless you as you continue to serve Him.
我祷告是上帝会祝福你们在一个上帝的这个应许的当中。
Amen.
Amen.